The Literacy Manual, among many issues, highlights methods of taking antiretroviral drugs, dangers of abandoning them, and the general management of HIV and AIDS. Some people living with HIV and AIDS told Studio 7 they expect to get simple guidelines from the manual on managing their health conditions. One of the people living with HIV, Angela Chuetano of Widows Foundation of Life, said she hopes to get a lot of information on taking ARVs.
The launch of this manual is very critical because it also then helps our clients or other people living with HIV like me to make sure that we work very closely with our nurses, our doctors, in respect of issues around side effects, because a lot of other people are just taking medication, but they cannot even tell the issues around side effects because they're not even aware, because they don't have, or they have very limited information about medication, the ARVs themselves. So it is very critical that people have a knowledge and know-how of taking medication.
Stanley Takawona, who is also living positively with HIV and heads the Zimbabwe HIV and AIDS Activist Union Community Trust, say there are some people that were fast-tracked into taking ARVs. Takawana said the manual will therefore come in handy for such people.
Especially health workers, we've seen some of them, they don't go through the process of adherence counseling. And also most of the high-level people, they don't go through the fast-track system to get into medication.
Dr. Titimtasa Paul of the Ministry of Health and Child Care said they collaborated with the Zimbabwe National Network of People Living with HIV to come out with the manual in order to create HIV and AIDS awareness and proper ways of taking ARVs.
This manual will help increase the knowledge around adherence, psychosocial support, issues around the types of medicines that are available in the country, the types of adverse events, the side effects that are related to medicines, because sometimes we find that people are not aware of the side effects, and when they begin to experience those side effects, they don't even know where to go to. So we need to be able to empower the people so that they are aware of these things and what to do when they experience those side effects. But there are also issues to do with nutrition, issues to do with positive living and adopting healthy lifestyles within that manual. So we see it as a very useful tool to really empower communities of people living with HIV to be able to manage themselves, to manage their own condition.
Writers of the manual acknowledge the ever-changing nature of HIV and AIDS management information and have recommended that the booklet should be updated at least every 2 years to keep up with the international guidelines on tackling HIV and AIDS. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.